Okay, so the easiest thing for your life experience would be mindful meditation, not sitting still.
Okay.
So you can look, there's like 50 different types of meditation that you can read about.
So read about mind.
I have the link for it. But for your mind would be mindful meditation.
Okay.
Like I don't do, well I can now, but I didn't start off, I could never do silent mind in the beginning, so I would do guided. But if you fall asleep, that's not your thing, right?
Well, and I fell asleep because I have sleep apnea.
Right. But also you have a mind that is more task-oriented.
Yes.
More organizing, more big picture, more moving, lots of moving parts.
Right.
So silent mind for you wouldn't even empower you the way you want to be empowered.
Okay.
So mindful meditation would be a challenge to your mind, but it would give you the same benefits of silent meditation. And it would be just as challenging, but it would fit your life better.
Okay.
Right? We're all different. You want to play to your strength.
Okay.
Right? So mindful meditation is whatever you're doing, you have no time and you're all present. Doesn't mean you don't stop when the task ends, you don't go all airy fairy. But when you're washing your hands, you have no thought but look at the soap bubble. How does the water feel? Look at my beautiful skin, my hands. The temperature of the water, what am I smelling right now? And then when you wash them enough and you turn it off, that was a meditation.
Okay.
Sounds easier than it is, by the way.
Right. I can imagine.
If you're brushing the horse, that is a meditation.
That's a huge meditation.
Right?
Yes.
So you don't go outside of what you're doing. You integrate the benefit of meditation that you want into what you're already doing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Right? You're driving. You feel the seat. You feel the vibration. Feel the steering wheel, the air on you, the what does it look like? What am I thinking? If you're into music, am I loving this music? If you're, are you checking out all the cars and the colors around you? But you're choosing your consciousness focus.
Okay.
That's a meditation.
Okay.
Okay. So meditation doesn't mean it has to be the same across the board because we're not the same.
Yeah.
We all have different strengths and personalities and skill sets and consciousness levels. So you want to pick what will give you all the benefit, but that makes sense for you.
I play the Indian flutes.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Indian flute thing on Pandora that I play.
Ooh, lovely. And for some people, movement is very meditative.
Yeah, in Santa Fe, they have a great big labyrinth at the museum thing, and I walk that thing a bunch of times.
And gardening is meditative to a lot of people. Whirling for some people, I don't care for that. The breath work for some people, that. Have you ever done transitional breath work?
No.
You want to have a spiritual experience? I swear, when I was playing with that, I was like, I can't believe that this could happen with no drugs. It makes me think, I've never done LSD, but I think that's what it would probably be something similar to. So it's this circular breath that you do. And transitional is my favorite one, and I've read a few about them. And I went to a thing at NIA, and then I had it set up for my class for Christmas. And you're laying there, she has a music on, she teaches you how to do it, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it's a lot of work. You start it, it's a lot of work, but at some point, you go into an altered state, and your body starts doing it itself. And you have visions, and crying or heaving or contortion. You come out of it and you're high for like hours. I was like, I had to quit doing it at home because I couldn't reground myself. I could not believe it wasn't that I had ingested some kind of drug. It's incredible. So you can look it up, transitional breath. And Faith Duncan is who we worked with. It's a trip. It's an amazing experience. So you know, you can do a short version, which I'm going to do in the retreat for everybody, because it moves a lot of energy through the body. But the big ones, and sometimes you just have a good breath session, but most times you go. Or maybe I went because I meditate a lot.
Right.
But I was just like, is this real? What? No drugs and it's legal? No, my God. Because I think that's what they were doing when they were testing LSD on people for spiritual awakening. And the teachings on that are, if you do it chemically, you don't get all the benefit.
Right.
You can get there chemically, but this made me think of that because you feel that drugged. And you see things, like awesome things, or I did. So anyway, transitional breath. So for some people, that's their form of meditation, and they just would do 20, 30 minutes an hour of that a few times a week, whatever fit their schedule. But for me, I don't like the physicalness of it. I prefer the quiet. I prefer going very in, probably because all the tapping and channeling, I sit still. I don't know. Could change. Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, so when you're rushing the horse, claim it as your meditative state. And just be in the movement, the way you're touching, understanding the body, and just see how you, what are you smelling, how's the sun or the air feel on you, what do you hear, what's your breath doing, what's the horse's breath doing, how's he flickering, just fully present there. You don't think tomorrow, you don't think in an hour, you don't think schedule, you don't think, you know, and you're safe because you have a routine and you know when it's over. But if you can keep, if you can bring all your attention back to just that moment, that's the biggest, you get all the benefit of meditation. Interesting enough, Dean, you're listening to that hypnosis. Once your mind agrees to it, and under, and the conscious mind understands what's going on, and the subconscious picks up a notch, and the conscious mind says, oh yeah, this is boring and done, you will get all the benefit of meditation. Meaning, your blood pressure, your chemistry, your brain is an organic instrument, will be in healing mode, your digestion, all the systems in your body will be blessed. So she's doing the work, all you have to do is attune to it. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Like if you hooked yourself up to biofeedback, if you train your mind to accept hypnosis as a state, you get all the benefits of somebody who's been working to get at that level of meditation for years. So not only will you sleep better, you will be rested better. It won't be just that you sleep more. It means that whatever sleep you get will be more powerful.